There are three candidates running for District 10 of the Alaska House. Democrat Neil Lacey and Independent Roger Purcell are both attempting to unseat the incumbent, Republican Wes Keller. Neil Lacey was in Talkeetna on Wednesday for Sioux Valley Voice, KTNA's public affairs program. Neil Lacey has lived in the Mat-Su since 1975. He's a mechanic by trade, as well as a former Mat-Su Borough School District teacher and school board member. During Wednesday's show, he laid out his political platform.
First of all, we need a gas line. We do not need Susitna Hydro. We need a sustainable tax structure that does not leave the citizens out. Alaska's Constitution says that the natural resources should be developed for the benefit of the citizens, and that's the way we need to have our tax structure. As far as equal rights, I think that the legislature pretty much has waged a war on women. We need affordable health care. Women need to be able to get affordable health care. And some of the things they did last year were, quite frankly, ill-placed.
You're talking about Medicaid, abortions paid for by Medicaid and medically
necessary?
We need
to have an expansion of Medicaid to get those people that cannot get health insurance or there's about 40,000 of them in the state of Alaska that are not insured. And we need to have affordable health care for all of our residents.
Given his background with Mat-Su schools, it's unsurprising that Neil Lacey says education funding is important. He says the current year-to-year method of school funding made it difficult for him as a school board member to make financial plans for the district.
We need to have something stable because as a school board member, we don't know what our budget's going to be until the borough passes one in late summer. And then, of course, you have to make decisions in a hurry. It's just the way they're doing us bad.
Resource development is another major issue in Alaska. Neil Lacey says he's in favor of development, but only when done responsibly. He points to the contamination by the Flint Hills refinery in North Pole as an example of what not to do.
Back when they built that thing, a smart thing would have done is to excavate the entire area out, put monitoring wells in it, and then build that refinery over the top of it. They didn't do that. People probably would have thought that was crazy talk. Well, now we look and say, oh, well, maybe that wasn't such a bad idea after all.
Lacey says that he believes the state of Alaska is giving too much money to corporations, which contributes to the current levels of statewide deficit spending. He says one of his priorities, if elected, would be to curb what he calls corporate handouts.
We're giving away money to entities that doesn't need it. Refineries, tax credits. If you're in business and you have a business model, you should be able to make a profit without any government handouts.
Neil Lacey says that the state's new oil tax regime, put in place by Senate Bill 21 last year, is part of that problem. That's why he says he'll be voting in favor of the ballot referendum to go back to the old tax system. Lacey also says he'll be voting in favor of Ballot Measure 2, which would regulate marijuana in the state in a similar fashion to alcohol. He's also supporting Ballot Measure 3, which would increase the minimum wage, though he says he would like to see the minimum wage ultimately raised to $12 an hour and adjusted for inflation. With regard to the Upper Valley, Neil Lacey says roads and infrastructure would be high on his list of priorities. Also, he says he would immediately start working to remove funding from the Susitna-Watonna hydroelectric project. Lacey says he believes those funds are better spent elsewhere.
I think that's throwing good money after bad. We studied this in the 80s. They found out it was bad. I don't remember how many millions they spent back then. Now we spent another $200 million more. This is money that could be put into infrastructure, schools, a number of different things.
Neil Lacey could be facing a tough race. The Mat-Su is largely regarded as conservative, and there are currently 6 Republicans in the state house from the Valley. Neil Lacey says it hasn't always been that way.
The Valley, when I was a young man, was pretty much all Democratic, and I would like to bring that back. We've had some excellent Democratic legislators, Katie Hurley, Jay Kutula. I think I'm going to win this race.
Neil Lacey's last campaign was for re-election to the Mat-Su School Board last year. He was defeated by challenger Donna Dearman of Talkeetna in a close race. Prior to that, he won his school board seat in 2010, and in 2006 mounted a campaign against Vic Coring for the state legislature. Lacey had to leave that race after taking a job with the state of Alaska. Neil Lacey has no primary opponent, so will advance to the general election on November 4th. You can hear the full hour of Sioux Valley Voice with Neil Lacey online at ktna.org. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.